Welcome to the second NWSL preview show for the upcoming 2015 campaign. Yesterday, we looked at the Boston Breakers, and again, I am joined by my friend JJ Duke from Our Game magazine to look at the Chicago Red Stars on this episode. JJ, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good to be back.
Good man. Long week ahead of us, but our second preview show. Hopefully, people enjoyed the Boston Breakers overview yesterday. Today, we focus on the Red Stars. Some might call them the nearly team, finished fifth last year, sixth the season before, narrowly missing out on the playoffs, particularly last year. What do we expect from them, mate? Because they have talent, but they will also be missing talent because of the World Cup, won't they?
Yeah, this is going to be another one of those teams that you're really going to see two versions of. In the lead-up to the World Cup, you're going to have a few players that aren't going to be seeing any field time. You have a few Canadians, a couple other internationals that won't be coming until after the conclusion of the tournament. You'll have a few American players who are in the team. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those things. How well did Rory Dames, the head coach of the Red Stars, did he scout?
One topic we probably need to discuss is the goalkeeping situation at the Red Stars.
Yes.
Karina LeBlanc will no doubt be first choice at some point over the course of the season, but we expect her to go to the World Cup and represent Canada. But based on the fact that she's going to be absent, the other two goalkeepers are Monica Gagneau and Michelle Dalton, who are both trialists as we record this. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? Because essentially they're going to have two new goalkeepers who've never played for the team before with their experienced international away for a large part of the year.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. And also with the retirement of Taylor Vansell, who was slated to be that number one goalkeeper, she's not playing anymore. So now you have to look at these two trialists. My odds right now would be Michelle Dalton being that primary option when Karina LeBlanc's not available. Kind of being a women's soccer junkie here for a second almost. We can remember Dalton, obviously, career with University of Wisconsin, but she also played with the Philadelphia Fever, if I believe I have that correctly, in the WPSL Elite. So we have seen her before in a previous incarnation of U.S. top-level women's soccer. But that was also a team that was not very good. She often was exposed where they're playing games entirely in their own defensive half. But at the same time, she did prove her worth to an extent, played overseas prior to coming over here on trial. I do not personally know a whole lot about Monica Gagneau. So, my odds are that Dalton's going to have that number one shirt when LeBlanc's not available.
We talked last night, or we talked on the last episode, about the Boston Breakers and how they may well benefit from the fact that they only have potentially one player going to the World Cup. Chicago Red Stars, looking at their roster, could have as many as nine. That is going to be a hit for any team, isn't it? And how are they going to cope with that?
I don't know how you're going to really adapt to it. I think it's just more one of those you have to do with the best that you have. I credit Rory Dames because, for the amount of hard luck that this team has had since he's been in charge with 2012, of memory with the WPSL Elite, they've been right on the doorstep of winning things or getting into the playoffs, but there just has not been that final stroke of luck that has fallen their way. But he has had an eye for talent. I mean, we had Samantha Johnson last year. No one knew who she was. Came through the open tryout, made the team, and had an impact with the roster. So, you never know what you're going to expect. Hopefully for the Red Stars, they have, some young prospects coming through. They did well in the draft. They got Sofia Huerta at high up there. They did get Danielle Colaparico. They got Aaron Gilliland, who's kind of a very flexible player. So, you know, they have the talent. It's just a question of if they could bring it all together and put out a good product on the field.
And a player who impressed last season and someone that you mentioned before we came on to this recording is Jen Hoy. It's going to be another big year for her with the absences of Kristen Press, Melissa Tancredi, Adriana Leon. Big role for her this year, isn't there?
Oh, massive role for her. I mean, you know, Princeton product, right down the road from where I went to school at Rider in New Jersey. But last year, 4 goals in 21 games. Year before that, bit of the injury bug going on, but, you know, still logged a few goals, 3 goals and an assist. So, you know, she knows where to find the back of the net. Lots of pace with her. So, you know, there's that aspect as well. But, yeah, you know, she's going to have to shoulder a good load. Sofia Huerta from the college game, we know, very technical and a good finisher. So she'll be another one to keep an eye on. But, yeah, it's going to be those two that are going to have to, you know, find the back of the net.
I foresee us saying this a lot over the next week as we go through the teams that we're going to be previewing ahead of the NWSL season. But is this yet another case of a club that, as long as it can stay in contention with those playoff places, when you look at the players that will potentially be coming back after the World Cup, Kristen Press, Melissa Tancredi, Julie Johnston, who is looking like she is going to be a really big player for the US moving forward, having made a few appearances in the Algarve Cup. If they can stay in contention for those playoff places, get those players back, and they've got a great chance, haven't they?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, you also add Lori Kolubny as well to that list, who, you know, has been with this team for quite a long time now. So, yeah, you have that veteran presence around. Yeah, and if they can hang around for a bit, be in that kind of fifth, sixth place coming out of the World Cup break, then, you know, sure, they definitely have a chance. As, you know, again, it's just all a matter of how quickly can this team gel when the national team players are there and when they aren't there. You know, if they can grind out victories, then, you know, if you're in a good position, then you can only benefit from it. But at the same time, if, you know, those 1-0, 2-1 results go against you, then you're going to have a big hole to climb out of. We saw this a few years ago with the Red Stars, where back in 2013, no one thought that, or a lot of people actually wrote them off, but then they started picking up games here and there, picking up results that no one thought they would have had. I think a couple of dramatic stoppage time winners and equalizers. Unfortunately, due to an instance, I remember, late in the 2013 season, they're stuck in a lightning delay in Washington, a game that they needed to win to stay alive. But that game only played, I think, 81 minutes because of a pair of lightning delays and then a 12 o'clock curfew. So they were inevitably knocked out by the most, you know, strange way possible. Then they picked up 4 points in their last two matches. So, you know, they've had bad luck on their side, but they know how to get results. And if you can get results, you'll be right there.
We've heard the news this week of Abby Wambeck's potential move to Seattle. They've acquired her rights, and believe me, listeners, we will discuss this in depth when we preview the Western New York Flash and the Seattle Reign later in the week. We know Abby is unlikely to play in 2015. Would we be surprised to see the likes of perhaps Shannon Box, who is 37 years old? She'll be 38 years old by the time the World Cup finishes. If she goes to that World Cup, would we be surprised if she turned around and said, you know what, I'm a mum, I've spent some time away for the World Cup, I'm actually not going to take part in the second half of the season?
You know, that's really too tough to tell. I know it's, you know, if the Red Stars can get Shannon to play the remainder of the season, that's only going to benefit them, because they'll have a very strong midfield, that's for sure. If she can't, then obviously, you know, that's a decision that's going to happen down the road. So, you know, that again, that's something that's a little, there's many things this year that are too tough to look into the crystal ball and make an accurate prediction. So I think that's one of those that we're going to, you know, wait to see how the cards unfold.
Well, we hope she comes back, because it would be nice for Shannon to be able to take part again. Obviously had some really bad luck with injuries and obviously taking some time out to be a mum, so it'd be great to see her back. Well, I think we've spoken a fair bit about the side, so I think it's about time we listened to one of the members of the team. So JJ and I spoke to youngster Vanessa DiBernardo earlier today, and here's what she had to say about the upcoming NWSL campaign. So for this Chicago Red Stars NWSL preview show, we are delighted to be joined by youngster Vanessa DiBernardo. Vanessa, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very well, very well. Thank you very much for joining us. I guess my first question would be, to start this interview, would be to ask how pre-season has gone for the team and how you're kind of preparing for the new season.
Preseason has been good. We have a lot of young players into camp, and so it's a lot of learning and it's a lot of getting everyone on the same page, but we've definitely grown as a team and we'll just keep growing until the games start.
Yeah, I think, you know, my first question for you, Vanessa, is personally, you had a very solid season in your rookie campaign, starting nearly every match you played. Talk a little bit about how it was for you transitioning over from the college game to the pro game, and you know, some things that you learned.
Yeah, it was definitely a transition. The game is a lot faster and more physical, and the players are all very athletic. So I think that was definitely something I had to get used to. But I think as the season went on, I was able to get to know how the teams play, and you get to play the teams more than once, so that's kind of nice. And yeah, it was just a good and fun year for me, and I'm hoping to do a little bit better this year.
You were picked early in the first round last year, weren't you, Vanessa? Do you come into the league feeling like you're a bit of a marked player because you've been picked so high up the draft? Do you think teams are looking at you knowing that you're going to be a talent because you've been picked early on? Do you feel like you've almost got a little bit of a target on your back?
not really. I'm not sure how that all goes, but I just felt like I was just a part of the team and kind of helping out and playing in the midfield. It was kind of always just lots of people around, so you kind of are always marked in the middle. And there's other players out there, like, I mean, we have Kristen Press and Julie Johnston.
I think, Vanessa, it's a homecoming for you, right, coming to play for Chicago. When you found out originally, was that kind of almost like a sense of relief, or were you trying to get away from home a little bit?
I was very excited. I like my hometown. My family's still here, and I'm just very lucky that where we play, it's practically in my backyard. So I am very happy I'm at Chicago, and I really couldn't have asked for anything better.
JJ and I were talking on this preview show, Vanessa, and we were looking through the roster for the upcoming campaign, and it could be that Chicago miss as many as 9 players that could be absent due to the World Cup. How is the team kind of preparing for those absences, and what's the mindset going into the new season?
Yeah, that's going to be very difficult to have players coming in and out throughout the season, but I think we have a very good, solid group right now, and when we just get the players that come back from the World Cup, we'll just be even stronger. So I think just building a solid foundation now with the players that we have, and then just gaining even more talent when those players get back, will just be very helpful.
You know, carrying on with that a little bit, when you do have your full squad available, it's almost kind of one of those things where you're going to be playing 2 separate teams within the Red Stars throughout the year. How has that been kind of going about?
It's definitely been different, because you're talking about how we'll play with them, how we'll play without them, and things like that. But I think right now we're just focusing on the players that we're going to have for a consistent amount of time. And then once those players come back and they're here for the rest of the summer in the league, then we'll start to focus on intermingling and kind of different options that we have.
Now, coming off of last year, bit hard done, where you guys were level with Washington for the last playoff spot, but lost via tiebreaker. So is there like a little added extra incentive for you guys coming into the season, maybe a little unfinished business?
Yeah, I definitely think so. It was a tough way to go out last year, and just having to win the last game and tying it just wasn't a very good ending for us. So I think this year we're definitely thinking about that and not wanting to have to feel that at the end of this season. So I think just focusing on every game and getting as many points as we can out of each game will be our goal.
Vanessa, we spoke earlier about being drafted last year. You were drafted in the first round alongside Julie Johnston. Julie's gone on to make an impact, it would be fair to say, for the US Women's National Team, made the roster for the Algarve Cup. Do you look at her as kind of an inspiration in a way to maybe achieve your own ambitions and your own goals to try and get into that US squad?
Yeah, definitely. She's done really well, and I'm very happy for her success, and she's deserved it all. And I definitely can learn a lot from her, and she has a very good soccer brain and personality that I can learn, and I love playing with her. So, I mean, hopefully I can follow in her footsteps one day, but right now I'm just going to focus on playing with the Red Stars and having a good season.
And I think, you know, Vanessa, the last question that I have for you, you're in with the team right now. There's plenty of names, to be fair, that, especially with the trialist, we don't know about. Now, I'm not going to ask for you to gaze into the crystal ball a little bit, but give us a prediction. Is there one player from this kind of group that will be called into the team that we should keep an eye out for?
I'm not sure. It's tough. It's a tough
not
environment.
To put you on the spot
and
or anything.
I don't. What was that?
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
I think a lot of our rookies that got picked out of the draft will help us a lot, and those players are coming in with a lot of experience, and I think any one of those guys can really step up and help out this year.
I have a question, Vanessa. I want to know when you are going to be appearing on Karina LeBlanc's YouTube show.
Well, she does jump around practice with the camera, but I usually try to avoid that.
Oh, you can't avoid it. We want to see Vanessa DiBernardo on Karina LeBlanc's KK show on YouTube in 2015. Make it happen.
Okay, I'll try to get in this year.
But I guess my final serious question would be, we've spoken about the players that you've got, the players that are going to be absent. You can't control that. What's the realistic ambition for this team for 2015?
Our main goal is to make the playoffs right now, and I think we were so close last year that we see it and we know that it's a goal that we can achieve. So I think making the playoffs and then just going from there.
Excellent. Vanessa, we've had you for a little while. We are very grateful that you've given us your time, and we wish you the very best for the upcoming season. We'll try and speak to you again during the course of the campaign, and you can update us on how the team's going.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Women's Soccer Zone. Follow the show on Twitter at WOSO Zone.
So that was Vanessa DiBernardo being very honest, and great to have her on the show. And that wraps up our second NWSL preview show. JJ, unfortunately, has had to dash off, so I'd like to thank him for once again joining me. Do join us tomorrow as we preview the upcoming season for the Houston Dash. Plenty for us to talk about regarding the Houston side. But thank you for the Chicago Red Stars fans and fans of the NWSL for tuning in for this episode, and we will speak to you all tomorrow. We'll be right back.